March is heating up at Tachi with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority holding feedback session for fee options. City Council to consider development of 12 duplexes on Creston Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Funding for the Paso Robles Groundwater Authority's fiscal year 2026-27 budget was approved to be funded by Proposition 26. A release from PRAGA says this is a move to comply with the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, authorized by Water Code Section 10730. Although the board voted unanimously to fund the agency with Prop 26, the final budget and fee structures must still be approved. PRAGA will host a public workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Balacera Hotel, 206 Alexa Court, Paso Robles. Community members will be able to input how next year's fiscal budget will be structured and how the fees may be allocated. Following the workshop, the next PRAGA meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, March 25th, and PRAGA will be presented with a budget for the next fiscal year and fee structuring options gathered from feedback. The Paso Robles City Council will consider the final approval for a proposed 24-residential unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. Located on a 4.32-acre parcel at 420 Creston Road, the plan proposes to construct 12 duplex buildings for a total of 24 residential units, designed primarily for low-income housing. The project was unanimously recommended for approval 6-0 from the Planning Commission, with one commissioner absent. The plan also includes parking garages for each resident and 13 uncovered parking spaces. The 10 native oak trees are present on the site. 9 were already approved for removal in 2020, and the last is reported to be damaged from the 2020 river fire and is no longer safe. Staff is recommending council approve this development in the public hearing scheduled for tomorrow's city council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo police officer on leave after shooting incident. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. San Luis Obispo Police received several 911 calls on Saturday, February 28th at 4:46 p.m. The call said that a male on the 900 block of El Capitan Way was shouting aggressively and waving a firearm. Officers later located the male subject near the intersection of Poinsettia Street and Bluebell Way, actively yelling and shouting and holding what appeared to be a handgun. An officer discharged their weapon at the subject and was pronounced deceased at the scene despite life-saving efforts. An initial investigation revealed that the firearm was a replica. Further investigation will need to be conducted by the California Department of Justice. The officer involved in this incident has been placed on administrative leave as the investigation is ongoing. After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. Fremont first closed due to safety concerns as a chip of its iconic sign fell and landed on the street. No one was injured from this incident, and the theater and sidewalk later opened on Tuesday. The city of San Luis Obispo announced that on Friday, events cannot be held at the historic theater until an engineer can evaluate the risk and determine that the damaged sign is not a hazard. The street and pedestrian walkways around the theater will remain closed. Nearby businesses and county government center will continue to remain open. Paso Robles High School Future Farmers of America Boosters fundraiser dinner and auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Paso Robles Event Center.
This is an organization that focuses on teaching students about agriculture by having hands-on experiences and by gaining skills such as public speaking, animal caretaking, floral design, welding, and plant production. And it's also really awesome because when you're enrolled in an ag class, you're also in FFA, so you have the chance to show an animal. And that's something I have done, and it's taught me so many skills. How to keep a budget, time management, how to properly care for another animal, and how to really like be dedicated to something that's bigger than just school or sports.
That's the current FFA chapter president at Paso Robles High School talking about the high school's FFA program. She added,
"We have so many public speaking opportunities that have allowed me to really like expand who I am and expand my ability to talk to others and expand my ability to succeed in the real world, because we don't really have home ec classes at our school. But being able to come into the FFA and have advisors that nurture your public speaking and really show you how to succeed."
Paso Robles High School FFA Boosters is a nonprofit organization that provides financial support for the school's FFA programs and leadership conferences. This fundraiser dinner will feature prime rib, appetizers, beer, wine, a silent auction, dessert auction, with FFA students as the waiting staff.
The FFA or students are your servers. So you'll be sitting there and you'll see a bunch of blue jackets come out and they'll serve your food. They'll talk to you. You'll get more of like an experience about what each student is learning about, because we're there show you like why we need your support, and we show you that we're grateful and that we're there and helping out because it's really, really important to us.
Tickets must be purchased in advance of the event. And here's a report from the Paso Robles Public Works Department. Improvements to both the parking lot at Railroad and 12th Street and one next to Marv's Pizza in the alley have been completed. Both parking lots are now open to use. The lot at 12th and Railroad still has work pending, installing EV charging stations. Landscaping efforts continue for the Sherwood Pickleball Court Complex. The full project is scheduled to be completed in May. Construction is set to begin in the Turtle Creek area for pavement rehabilitation. This is part of the largest Sierra Bonita project funded by Measure E12 and will be completed at the end of July 2026. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Pelicans 137-117, the Lakers over the Kings 128-104, the Celtics beat the 76ers 114-98, the Thunder over the Mavericks 100-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Warriors, the Nuggets will go against the Jazz, the Wizards will face the Rockets, and the Celtics will go against the Bucks. In California news, 18-year-old Jacob Reyes from San Jose, California, was arrested on several felony charges, accused of making nearly 30 ghost guns in his bedroom. Reyes allegedly owns two 3D printers and is creating weapons in his room. These firearms do not allow police to trace weapons used in a crime. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education voted unanimously to place Alberto Calvaro on paid leave of absence on Friday. This was 2 days after the FBI served warrants on his home and the district's headquarters. The nature of the investigation is still unknown, and Carvalho has not yet been accused of any wrongdoing. Andres Chait, the chief of school operations, has been named as acting superintendent. A total lunar eclipse is set to be visible across North and Central America on Tuesday, March 3rd. Once the eclipse starts, the full moon will dim and take on a reddish hue, often called a blood moon. California will see a partial view of the eclipse at 12:44 a.m. The eclipse will reach its peak at 3:33 a.m. and end at about 6:23 a.m. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. At the recent Commodity Classic event in San Antonio, Texas, which concluded last Friday, there were several topics of discussion that went on. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers is one of the presenting organizations for the Commodity Classic, and of the larger discussion points for their ag machinery members was that of engine emissions. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of Industry Sectors with AEM.
There are a lot of things that are happening around engine emission and the latest engines. Obviously, we're paying attention to that. There's no easy resolution for some of the conversation, but just know that, you know, I think we recognize the farmers' needs for some simplicity and even relief on that front. And, you know, we also hope that everyone appreciates that regulatory certainty, long-term regulatory certainty is really what is needed more than anything else in this market to ensure that the engineers are designing products that are for the best interest of farmers in the long haul, as well as meeting their short-term needs, during harvest and planting.
Furthermore, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers has an Engine Emissions Technical Council that provides a forum for discussing illegal, regulatory, and compliance issues surrounding engines and engine emissions. I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
The Friends of the NRA Banquet Auction and Fundraising event is Saturday, March 7th. Unique silent auction items, custom knives, a new assortment of firearms, and ladies' items like shooting accessories, jewelry, and more. Family-friendly event, there's a kids' table and play area. The Friends of the NRA Banquet and Auction, Saturday, March 7th at the Paso Robles Event Center, 805-423-8278, or go to thefriendsofnra.org.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A new statewide survey has shed light on the impact during the past year of immigration enforcement on farms and farm workers in California. The California Farm Air Immigration Enforcement Survey, which was conducted by researchers at Michigan State University in partnership with the California Farm Bureau, is the first of its kind to assess the impact of the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda on California farms. We were really interested in understanding whether there have been labor shortages, such as a result of recent immigration enforcement, said Zakaria Rutledge, assistant professor and extension specialist at Michigan State University. More than 500 farmers from across 50 counties responded to the survey, which was conducted in late 2025 and early 2026. There were very few reports of direct immigration enforcement activities on farms, Rutledge said. There was more anxiety and fear among the farming community as a result of general immigration enforcement efforts more broadly. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, sunny Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday and Thursday, low 70s Friday and Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, 78 a week from today. Currently it is 50 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower as crude oil prices topped $77 a barrel on disrupted production and because insurance companies have told clients it will be canceled if tankers travel in the Strait of Hormuz. Airlines, cruise companies, and hotel business shares are all sharply lower. Defense stocks are higher. Lockheed Martin, RTX, Harris Technologies, and General Dynamics are all gaining. Gold prices are in the $5,300 range. Bitcoin is at $6,600. Amazon shares are down more than 1.5%. Reuters says Amazon's new cloud computing plant in the Middle East was struck by objects and has power and connectivity issues. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers, a mother-daughter team. Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter Brooke has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso. And want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 938-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
Spanning the globe,
KPRL.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama,
KPRL.
This is
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, speaking of the ladies or women's conference, I'll have a couple of folks to talk about that this afternoon. Coming your way to Atascadero. And then, of course, Susanna, she still is a waiting child. And I got a special this afternoon, 1 till 2. It has to do with the feds, the power of the feds, and how much power they have over us, not only constitutionally, but maybe some other ways as well. You'll find out about that and more, and probably won't be surprised by some of it, but it is educational. Educational. All right. Again, you know how freedom of speech works. Whatever may be on your minds, a couple of things. This is considering what's going on in Iran. National security experts are urging the Department of Homeland Security to raise a national terror threat following some shootings that may be linked to terrorism. And I'll also go to something where clerics in some mosques around the United States are urging, let's just say, those who don't believe to be gone. I always like to go back to when Alex used to be on Sound Off, you know, X amount of years ago. He warned us of this. Because he would talk about the amount of money being funneled into the United States to fund these mosques and these organizations. And many of the clerics inside them are urging, let's just say, things not to go well for the United States of America. And this is getting to be a little bit more concerning because it's been building up. If you start in 1979, when a lot of this started, so this has been happening on our soil. And the regime, or if you want, the radicals, are posing a direct threat not only to the United States, but within the United States. And within the United States is not necessarily with missiles, but it's through infiltration. And again, Alex warned us of that. And they are, not all, but many of them are sending messages to their particularly young pro-regime mosques, 12 through K through 12 schools and local community organizations in the United States are producing the messaging from Tehran's talking points. And this is a growing concern, and there's lots of money involved. You have many of these organizations, they're not so much being private anymore. Now, one of the things that, again, I remember Alex talking about, and he said, well, look, you know, doesn't mean if you're associated with this, doesn't mean you're a bad person and so forth, but there are the factions within this religion, just like there is in others, that they control because they put fear in others. They put fear in the other, and he was explaining that, and he also talked about the patience that they would have. 30, 40, 50 years, they don't care. They will wait us out. And so there are more and more, but within the confines of our Constitution, how much can we really do for protecting ourselves from this? And it was non-believers to destroy all the non-believers. This was infiltrated at a Shiite mosque in Northern Virginia. I believe it was Manassas. And the leader, whatever they call him, I don't know these names here, ended with a prayer to destroy all non-believers. Now, there's this one, and I think it's also in Virginia, where they had an IRS filing. Now, think about this. An IRS filing for millions and millions of dollars. I'm trying to bring that back up here. I don't see it now. Oh, here it is. In its latest IRS Form 990 filing, this one foundation that's headquartered on Fifth Avenue in New York reported $58 million in assets. And obviously they have not responded to requests to comment that it promotes propaganda that supports the regime in Iran and to destroy all non-believers. That would be most of us here in the United States of America. So they have been waiting for this for a long time. It's something to be concerned about. You think, well, it doesn't affect us. How many, you know, in our area and so forth. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. We have been warned. And so, no, it's just a couple of things. Also, let's get back to the fine state of California. Topic of many interest to quite a few of you because we've dealt with it and we've suspected it. And we do have our own conspiracy expert here in the North County. And this reporter, Nick Shirley, who's done some outstanding work, including what was and is going on in Minneapolis, that the potential voter fraud loopholes in California that could enable illegals to vote. Now, this is pretty, well, when I say this is pretty amazing, I don't know if this stuff is amazing anymore. Because it's just California or even more and more the United States. Now, he had a discussion on a talk show where he went to the San Diego County Registers of Voters office last week, and he asked an employee why a government-issued ID is not required to register to vote. And here is the quote from the employee at the Registers of Voters office. Because when you sign your affidavit, you're swearing that you're telling us the truth, and we compare the signature that you put on your application to the signature that you sign, the employee responded. So just because you sign this, that means you are telling the truth. He then asked the woman whether requiring identification leaves any room for error in the registration process and whether illegal immigrants are voting in the state. The employee denied the notion that illegals could be voting and asked Shirley how that would be possible. He said, if they don't have their ID and they could just sign on behalf of, it says here, just Richard Sherman, then they could technically vote, right? And then she says, yes, but they would be lying. She, again, this is the person at the office. She told this to Shirley. She added that she doesn't believe illegal immigrants would abuse the state's registration process in order to vote. What? Legal Americans would do that. They would abuse the state's registration process. Look at the fraud. People filling out forms and so forth. And this person, this is part of her job, and I guess give her credit for at least trying to answer the question. But thinking that, well, she doesn't believe that they would do that. They would abuse the registration process in order to vote. This is it deliberate? Is it naive, or are they just stupid to think that that wouldn't happen, that people wouldn't lie on their registration? Unbelievable. Well, if they're illegal and they came into the country illegally, they have already done something wrong. And so you're going to say that you have to believe them, because why would they do that? Gee, I can't imagine. there's no voter fraud in the state, then how come there's been some strong resistance to having a, what's it called, a forensic examination? Makes you question, doesn't it? So I'm sure Darcy will have more information on this coming up this Friday regarding this and this investigation, what's going on, because it's just the answer that they wouldn't abuse it is crazy. Or as I said, either downright stupid or naive, or she has to answer it that way to protect her job. Which I suppose you can say you can understand that, but at some point you have to have a backbone and you also have to have something more important, and that's called character. So anyway, let's see, what else do we have? More money. You know about the $35 million that Newsom has wanted to give to more illegals, but also there's an escalating amount of money that's being directly funded to immigrant legal defense. And this is because some cities are worried about the Trump administration. So in certain either counties or areas around the state, they've established immigration defense funds. It's called Stand Together, and they come up with these other cutesy names too. So here's one, for example, that, again, you have to ask yourself a question. Santa Clara County, they say it's in the county's best interest to protect the illegal immigrants. Why is that? Well, there could be many reasons. According to her, that's because the county is made up of 40% of illegals. 40%. Now, part of the reason for this taxpayer money going to these people who have come into the country illegally is, unlike criminal cases, deporting proceedings are in a civil court. And what that means is those defending themselves against the federal government do not have the right to a court-appointed lawyer free of charge. And these cases have an enormous impact on people's lives in many ways, including having to hire an attorney. Well, simple question. If they came into the country legally, this would not be an issue. So they come in illegally, you want to protect them with our own tax money, and then you're giving me this stuff about, well, it's going to cost them money. Well, again, if they did it the right way, this is not an issue at all. Do it the right way. Okay? And, I mean, and cities doing this, this goes back quite a bit. But I always like to bring up the point when these things start to happen, even in small increments, the people don't stomp their feet enough when they see it, because they know, 99% of the time, anything that starts in government is not going to get smaller, it's going to get bigger, and it's more of your tax money. And then when you start to complain about how much tax money comes out of your pocket, you have these things just add up so much. Now, we also have in this state, not necessarily just the county or these cities, it's called the One California. It's a $45 million fund that supports nonprofits. Nonprofits that serve immigrants, including legal help. Mm-hmm. Now, the program does prohibit the funds to be used for those convicted of a serious felony, but again, have these been examined as well? We don't know. Why? Because we can't find out. Because we can't find out. You know, when I see the amounts, even from the state legislative office, on the abuse in California, and what I mean is just in dollar amounts, and then I also see the federal government one, You have to add money to that. Let's just say in California, it's I can't even remember off the top of my head, but let's just say it's $35 or $40 billion in abuse. If you have things like this and they can't get they can't delve deep into it. That means these the people that investigate this type of thing. How much money do you think it really is that is just being taken? Again, this is set aside from the abuse in our own elected officials, people that are legally taking our money and they're blowing it on God knows what. Look at the homeless situation and some others. So this is a massive amount of money. And that's why we say there's so many cottage industries, not only in the United States, but here in good old California. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pasturable City Council will consider the approval for a proposed 24-unit affordable housing project on Creston Road. The 4.32-acre parcel is at 420 Creston Road and consists of 12 duplex buildings. The project was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission. Discussion of it is scheduled for the hearing at tomorrow night's Pasturable City Council meeting. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. San Luis Obispo Police received 911 calls on Saturday, February 28th at 4:46 p.m. The call said that a male on the 900 block of El Capitan Way was shouting aggressively and waving a firearm. Officers later located the male subject, yelling and holding what appeared to be a handgun. An officer discharged their weapon at the subject, who was pronounced deceased at the scene. The firearm was discovered to be a replica, and the officer has been placed on paid administrative leave as the investigation is ongoing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A fourth U.S. soldier has succumbed to injuries from Iran's response to U.S. Operation Epic Fury. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says U.S. soldiers are battle-scarred from 47 years of war by Iran.
We didn't start this war, but under President Trump, we are finishing it.
As NATO Secretary of General Mark Rutte comes out in staunch support, telling Fox,
taking out Khamenei, taking out the nuclear capability in Iran, but also taking out the ballistic missile program in Iran. This is crucial. And what I see in Europe, I spoke with all the key European leaders over the weekend, is widespread support for what the president is doing.
As the Arab states defend against Iran's aggression and new Hezbollah strikes, three U.S. warplanes shot down by friendly fire from Kuwait, they ejected safely. The Congress Gang of Eight to be briefed late today. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite Roadshow Buyers is returning to Paso Robles at the History Museum located downtown for 3 days only. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 9th, 10th, and 11th. And Tomorrow Bay at the Veterans Memorial Hall for 2 days only. Thursday and Friday, March 12th and 13th. Call 760-783-5483 to book your appointment. Phones are answered 7 days a week. Meet the team of buyers, including three seen on TV's Antiques Roadshow, all with decades of elite experience to offer you the best price for your heirlooms. They're buying a wide range of fine items like gold and silver jewelry, watches, coins, sterling silver, oil paintings, even antique firearms, historical items, advertising, memorabilia, and more. Visit the website EliteRoadshowBuyers.com for more details. Don't miss this free event to receive purchase offers with immediate payment. Call 760-783-5483 today. That's 760-78-ELITE.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This season, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Veneto, the most romantic region in Italy. Enjoy coffee French toast with whipped mascarpone at breakfast to radicchio risotto with grilled shrimp at lunch. Thursday and Friday, enjoy a three-course prefix Veneto dinner featuring bay shrimp scampi, braised duck ragu, and a sweet finish inspired by classic Italian desserts. Complete the experience by adding white wine and red wines from Veneto to complement the dishes. Reserve your table at Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
All righty, the Friends of the NRA, they've got their big event coming up this Saturday at the Paso Robles Event Center, family friendly. For tickets and additional information, simply go to, it's real easy, that is friendsofnra.org. How about that? Told you it was simple. All righty, it is 9.5 minutes away from 8.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Okay, some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. A few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny on your Tuesday with highs in the low 70s. Okay, that's Tuesday. Wednesday will be in the upper 60s, mid-60s on Thursday. Sunshine 70 on Friday, low 70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday and Monday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 6:32 a.m., 5:59 p.m. We are at 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Let's see here. It is the Central Coast Home, the Central Coast Hospice. They are in critical need of volunteers to help care for patients here in the county and beyond. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support, and also socialization and helping with the small household tasks. So again, if you'd like to help out, again, it's a critical need for hospice here in the county, and they would appreciate if you can contact them for additional information. All right, so they thank you in advance. San Miguel Senior Center, let's see, what do they have? They have activities and events, of course they do. Monday and Wednesday, meals that connect, that is 11:30 to 12:20, seniors 60 and free. They have a hot lunch. Also, they have little B-I-N-G-O for you, the finger, the bingo and finger foods. It's the second and fourth Friday. On the second, it is the finger foods. On the Friday, it's the potluck. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6, just $1 a board. And, of course, that takes place at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. And they also have chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 to 5. So there you go, up in San Miguel. Oh, busy, busy, busy. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, let's see here. Just about 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. God, there's always something. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Look at that. All right. 17th. Shouldn't never forget that. All right, let's see here on our local celebrities to start things off for the Monday. Haley Bonds, then Jennifer Sanders, James Lopez, Kara Coulomb, close. Giselle Chavez, Leah Vandergon, Marion Todd, Kimberly Fu, Austin Elliott, and Michelle Kuntz. All right, those are your local celebrities, relatively short list. On my right-hand side, let's see. Oh, here he is, the man, Sam Houston, that Texas guy. 1793, 1863. Dr. Seuss was born in 1904. He said bye-bye, 1991. Baseball Hall of Famer, the master, Bill Ott. 1909, 1958, Lucy. Desi Arnaz, 1917, 1986. Love is a many splendor thing. The actress Jennifer Jones, 1919, 2009. Tom Wolfe, the author, 2018. Baseball, been very, very good to me. Chico Fernandez, shortstop for the Bums and others, 1932. Died in 2016. This guy did play professional baseball, but he was a Heisman Trophy winner for The Ohio State University. Howard Hopalong Cassidy, 1934-2019. Yes, indeed. Who else do we have? Oh, yeah. One of the best out of Motown, the Four Tops. Lawrence Payton, 1938-1997. Onward, the author, John Irving, 1942. Take a walk on the wild side, guy. Lou Reed, 1942-2013. Nutritionist Karen Carpenter, she also sang a little bit, 1950-1983. Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live, she was born in 1952. Oh, the family with the golden teeth. Not golden, really, but I mean millions of teeth in their mouth. The Osmonds. Jay Osmond, he was the drummer, 1955. Well, another group from the same era and kind of the same thing from the Cowsills, John Cowsill, 1956. From AC/DC, Mark Evans, 1956. From Restless Heart, they're a pretty good country group. Larry Stewart was born in 1959. John Bon Jovi was born in 1962. Ron Gant, he's a pretty good baseball player. Played with the Braves and others, 1965. The seventh Bond, James Bond, Daniel Craig, 1968. Mm-hmm. Also looking here was somebody else on the list here. Yes, I am looking for somebody else on the list here. Oh, Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback, 1982. This guy was one of the best college running backs I ever saw. Simple. Reggie Bush from the Brain Surgeons, 1985. Nathaniel Emmanuel, the actress, born in 1989. Malcolm Butler, ooh, remember that Super Bowl? He got that interception against the Seahawks. Yeah, he was born in 1990. Luke Combs, country singer, 1990. And Tua Tagovailoa, he was born in 1998. We'll see how long he stays with the Dolphins. Okay, folks, running out of time here. Passing away on this day, where are we? That would be... It doesn't say. Is that list gone today? No, there it is. Who is it? Nope, can't find it. There it is. Oh, Johnny Brown. He was in Good Times and Rowan and Martin's Laughing. He died in 2022. Mercedes McCambridge, the actress, died in 2004. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott? He died in 1987. D.H. Lawrence, the writer, 1930. And I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he was a teenager when he was called up to the New York Giants. Guy out of Louisiana, and he went on to have a hell of a career. One of the all-time sluggers in baseball history. Six-time NL home run leader, and he only weighed about 170 pounds. How about that? He had 511 home runs for his career. And again, he did end up in the Hall of Fame, and he managed for a little bit, did some broadcasting. Mel Ott goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Funding for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority's fiscal year 2026-27 budget was approved to be funded by Prop 26. Prague will host a public workshop on Thursday, March 12th at 5:30 p.m. at the Belisaire Hotel in Paso Robles, where community members will be able to provide input on how the budget should be structured and fees allocated. After reopening for just a few days, the Fremont Theater is once again closed due to safety concerns. The city of San Luis Obispo says that it's closed until an engineer can evaluate the safety risk. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
By the time Mel Ott reached the age of 25, he had 1,249 hits. That was the second highest total, only behind Ty Cobb. He ended up with 2,876, batting average of 304, over 1,800 RBIs. Wow. world champion, six-time home run leader, RBI leader, died in a car crash. She was only 49 in 1958. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.